USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a Honeywell plant that produces N95 masks. The president saying,
"We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country." Somebody said, "Oh, we could keep it for the next 18 months. We could keep it for the next 2 years." Doug Ducey's done an incredible job as the governor of Arizona. The people aren't going to accept it. They won't accept it, and they shouldn't accept it.
Americans are starting to see the nation's meat shortage in their shopping. The largest grocer, Kroger, is limiting the amount of ground beef and pork customers can buy. Even bulk stores like Costco are placing limits of 3 packages for its meat. Dozens of meat processing plants had to shut down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. Other grocers are warning customers it may not have every cut or product for the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
An Amazon VP has resigned over working conditions for the employees. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has declined comment.
Consumer debt is now over $14 trillion. The New York Fed Reserve says the $14.3 trillion figure is through March, and that's a new record high. It's also a jump of just over 1% from last quarter. There is some good news, as there was a $34 billion drop in credit card balances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Johns Hopkins University says that analysis leaked that included government documents that showed the U.S. could see up to 3,000 deaths per day from coronavirus was not meant to be used for official forecasts. Regarding that information, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News.
The task force did not generate that document, and no one at the task force, to my knowledge, has been asked to review it and scrub the data and agree with it. I think the most important thing to note is that the president has said all along that we are going to have death and destruction. What we've been trying to do here is to mourn the dead and grieve with those who have lost loved ones, and then to try to mitigate the damage from this invisible enemy.
New York is doing what it can to clean up the subways, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In New York City, which has been a hot spot for the virus, MTA workers are getting ready to give subways and stations a good scrubbing during overnights to help prevent the spread of the virus. Subway service will end at 1 a.m. beginning on Wednesday morning. Riders say the subways have been getting really dirty lately.
It's good as long as they clean it, because it's so horrible when we're taking the train late at night. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to sit down. You don't know if it's good or not, you know, what you're carrying back home, so it's a good thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.